This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. It's unofficial, but at the World Track Championships outside Paris, an American athlete, John Drummond, appears to have broken a world record yesterday. 8 minutes. 8 minutes lying on his back on the track in petulant protest against his disqualification. Drummond is a sprinter who was hoping to win the 100 meters. He was the victim of a new rule on false starts. If there are two false starts in a heat, whoever jumps in the second false start is out of the race. Brian Cazeneuve is covering the track championship for Sports Illustrated and joins us now from the Stade de France in Saint-Denis. And Brian Cazeneuve, first, this rule, what's the point of disqualifying a sprinter after the second false start, even if he might have only jumped once?
Well, sprinters had a chance under the old rule to jump once just to test the rest of the field. And what you might have had was four or five different starts because each sprinter would have jumped once. And then you could have had lengthy delays, and you could have had sprinters having to get out of the blocks four or five times. In this case, they will only have to do it at most twice.
For a race, after all, that only takes 10 seconds to run.
Correct.
Now, the runner, John Drummond, he actually held up the World Championships for about a half an hour. What did he do, and what was the reaction to him there?
Well, according to the officials, he left the blocks early, and that was the second false start, so they disqualified him. Drummond threw his hands up in great disgust. He went over and talked to the officials, and after they came back and raised a red card, indicating that, in fact, he was the one being disqualified, he decided to lie down on the track in his lane and said that he was simply not moving. And so the rest of the runners stood around and waited for him to get up, and then he danced around again and yelled at the officials. And after several minutes, the officials finally decided that they would remove those runners and start the next heat and delay Drummond's heat until the end of the day.
At one point, I read he dunked his head in the in a pool of water from the steeplechase race.
Well, he did that, and then he went to the practice track, which is near the stadium, and he doused his head in some water there, and he started crying on the track, and then he sprinted across the practice track, and then he removed his shirt, and he made a Charles Atlas pose, and he hugged his coach. And then he went over and did an interview and started crying and claimed that he was the victim of a random decision, when in fact the decision is very clear and the rules state that if you are deemed to have jumped early, then you're disqualified.
Now, this is the first time that many of us have heard of John Drummond, but I gather that this is not his first episode of erratic behavior.
He is a very gregarious, demonstrative athlete. He jumps over and slaps hands with the crowd. He shakes hands with officials when he isn't yelling at them. And in many ways, he's very good for the sport. In this particular case, he simply got out of control.
I gather that during his tantrum, John Drummond was saying they were taking away his dream of winning the world championship. They don't know how hard I've worked for this, he protested. Did he have a chance of winning the thing had he not been disqualified?
Because the bar has been lowered somewhat this year, a runner such as Drummond, who has been on five world championship relay teams but never in the open 100 meters, had a better chance than he would have in a good year for the 100. But he was probably the seventh or eighth runner legitimately in the field, so it would have been a long shot for him to win the 100 meters.
Well, Brian Cazeneuve of Sports Illustrated at the World Track Championships, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.